The best in African music, on The World Show with Nikki B.
So I was born in Pietermaritzburg, and then 3 days after my birth, my mother disappeared without a trace, and that's how I got adopted in Greytown. I grew up in a children's home where alongside 26 other siblings who have a similar story to mine. They all didn't know their biological parents. And so growing up in this Christian environment, in this children's home, I struggled a lot with identity. I struggled a lot with fitting in. Although my struggle wasn't very blatant or plain when I really think back about it or think back to it, I realized that there were so many questions that I had about where I came from and who I was. And, you know, in KZN, I remember sharing this at one school once where I was like, KZN is very much about where you're from. Because as soon as you tell people your surname, they're like, okay, Majola, from where? Where are you from? And so when you say from a children's home, and that's the only thing you can say, it becomes a problem not only for the person who's talking to you or who's communicating with you, but it also becomes a problem even for you, because then you start to really think to yourself, okay, where do I really come from? And so that's something that I know that I struggled with growing up. But as I grew older and older, and obviously becoming a Christian at about the age of 14 and really taking it seriously when I was done with school, I started to learn how to actually accept my story and actually find hope even within the space of not knowing oneself and not knowing fully who I was and where I came from. And I started to rather use that as hope for someone else who might feel like they don't have any place of belonging in the world.
The best in African music, on The World Show with Nikki B. Kesa. Ausufige kaya Mab sai tu gintando yama sulu Bam tumbile umsukuli wako Jenge wunche Intando e pimbola O melusas mas o gutu pelele E mawene moxeni no mes ibit Amma kuku alelizwe Ayo sala Egufeli inyembezi emehlweni inkanyezi. The World Show with Nikki B. Every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. on Kaya 959.
And so as I was really going through this journey of discovery, you know, a very tough one. I remember I think I was 23 years old and I got to go back home to just get my files. So there's when you're adopted or when you are in a children's home, you have files with all the important, valuable information about who you are. And you obviously have the case number and whatnot. And so you have a file that they gather up as you grow older and older and whatnot. And then at some point you can have it. It's got your abridged certificate, all sorts of things. Very valuable information if you are a citizen of this country or any other country. And so when I went back home to get that file, I found out that my mother's name was Jabulile. I knew that she had left 3 days after my birth prior to that, but finding out her name was a very special moment in my life. And I think it was, I realized how very closely related my name was with hers. And that's something that was, as much as it's just a name, it was something that was very significant to me. And there was a big sense of love and a sense of a commission to the world when she gave me my name. And so I use her name, number one, because I'm very bad at picking stage names but then number two, I picked it because it was very close. There was a sense of a closeness with her, even if it's just through a name. And the journey that I've been on of forgiving, or a journey of self-discovery, one thing that I learned was to love somebody and actually forgive them. Because when you judge them, you judge them out of an unrealistic perspective and an unrealistic standard. And so my forgiveness or my acceptance of who I am is not also unrealistic in that I'm like, oh, okay, now we're best friends and whatnot. I think it's just a letting go of something that you cannot control, something that you cannot basically, I think, govern or facilitate, because we can never facilitate a meeting together unless I actually really start doing a whole search, which I don't feel like I need to do at this moment in time.
Jabulile Majola.
Sounds to uplift and inspire on the World Show with Nikki B.
Jabulile Majola.
till 9 p.m. on Kaya 959.
And you are listening to songs off the forthcoming album from Jabulile Majola, Isitifiketi. It's officially released this coming Friday. And next up, he's going to tell us a little bit about what came first, the guitar or the songwriting.
I would say songwriting, and actually I would say both of them came at the same time, because my brother was playing guitar. When I was growing up, my brother was very good at it and he was really into it. He tried to teach me, and my love for rap music at the time made me rebel against it. But then I really started to fall in love with songwriting later on in my life, because I then started to really focus on the folk music or the indie music that I was listening to at the time. And then I fell in love with writing. So I would say it came in a similar time. It's just that I loved one of the art forms more than the other. And it's still like that. Sometimes I will just find myself playing guitar more than I'm singing. Or sometimes I'll find myself writing more than I'm actually playing. It's a whole mixture.
Namsa uzobuya la pe puma kon. umhlambe namhla uzobuya namhla uzobuya laphe phuma khona umhlambe namhla uzobuya namhla uzobuya laphe phuma khona umhlambe namhla uzobuya namhla uzobuya laphe phuma khona.
The way I met Yoav, he sent me a message once. I was coming from church. I see a message from Yoav. At the time, Yoav was working with the producer that I had been working with as well. So that's how we met. We met through a producer. His name is Greg. And so Yoav is like, hey, I heard about you from Greg. I am back from Europe for a while. I'm not really going back anytime soon. I would like to hang out with you and just meet you. And I mean, if there's anything that comes up, we start writing. But it was a very chilled, random meetup. And I remember meeting for coffee. And then we started talking about influences and you know, like how musicians go on and on. I feel like, I mean, every artist is like this. Who do you listen to? Who inspires you? Why do you write? It was a very chilled catch up, you know, and I think we really vibed immediately when we met because we were listening to similar artists at the time. And then we made our first song. I had a demo that I'd been working on for a long time. I was like, hey, check this out. And then he put something to it. It was so amazing. And then I sent it to my manager. He sent it to his managers and they were like, okay, no, let's make it an EP at least. You know, I think it was a very organic process because later on there was a point where we had like I think we had 7 songs and then we were like, why don't we just make a whole album? It was so easy to churn out music at the time because we were so there's something about the harmony between us. I mean, we are two people from completely different walks of life, but in that moment or in those 2 years, because it took about 2 years to finish this particular album, there was such a synergy that it was just easy to come up with songs and it just works, you know? And so that's how I met Yoav and obviously this whole project sort of came about. No, the thing is with Yoav, he is the one who produced it, by the way, which is super amazing. And he was just learning to do it really to fully do this whole production thing. And he actually produced an album. I'm very proud of him for that. But the thing is, when I met Yoav, I was still making a very highly produced sound of music. I wasn't always making the folk music. The folk music is something that came out later on as far as the sound of folk. I'm into songwriting. I could, at the time, I was doing pop as well. I was doing all sorts of things because just music in general is something that I am very passionate about. I'm always trying to challenge myself to do something. So Yoav came in a time where I didn't mind doing whatever as long as it sounded good and as long as it was done with integrity as well. I don't necessarily believe that we only should be sticking to one thing because that's all we can do. I believe that as long as we have integrity, we can try anything else, you know. And so that's the heart at which I was doing everything else. And so it just came, it came about in a time where I wasn't also tying myself down to, I am only doing this sound and I will never do anything else. So that's how he found me.
The best in African music on The World Show with Nikki B.
We're not gonna let you fall.
That one, Unyazi, is off the album that he did with Yoav. Yoav and Jabulile Majola. It's called Unyazi. It's the title track. And that was how I first discovered his work, was through that album. And of course, he's gone on to release a couple of singles. And this coming Friday, Jabulile Majola's album. It's an EP, but I call it an album. It certainly is a beautiful story. It's called Isitifiketi. It will be available as a full album. And before that, you heard Ububesi off that album. Jabulile Majola coming up next. He's going to be talking to us about some of the tracks on this incredible new release. And of course, you'll be performing in Joburg next weekend. I'll tell you more about that too.
On the street, on the air, online at kaya959.co.za. An inspiration on the World Show with Nikki B.
Yes, speaking to Jabulile Majola ahead of his incredible album. And I'm going to play you some of the tracks, and he's going to tell us about some of the tracks. And I'm just going to let it roll. Inyoni Yami is the first one that you're listening to on the World Show.
Inyoni Yami, this is the power of storytelling, because so my father used to tell me a story of a blue swallow. So he used to tell me how tenacious those birds are, how resilient they are, how they fly from the northern hemisphere during the winter in the northern hemisphere. They will run away from it and come to South Africa or come to the southern hemisphere and spend summer here. And then when it's winter here, they go back to the northern hemisphere. And he used to tell me like these amazing stories about blue swallows, how they create nests in the crevices of buildings, like in the corner. They will use a mud nest. I used to be fascinated with these birds because they used to fly so low and so fast, you know, very interesting looking bird as well. Now, that story never left my mind. And so, Nyoniam, I wrote a story about this blue swallow that doesn't grow up, that grows up without any parents. It learns to escape jaws of snakes and claws of owls. And the way in which I wrote it, it was about this bird that grows up in this hopeless situation in a world that is designed to destroy it. But it chooses to sing a song that heals the very world that is created to destroy it. It's just because of that simple illustration that my dad, or this simple story that my dad used to always tell about these blue swallows and their resilience and their tenacity in the way in which they approach life and their freedom. And it's something that just stuck with me, and so I wrote this song.
The best in African music, African music. On the World Show with Nikki B.
Kwabukhon inyone yakhula yodwa inkonjana eyayiphunyuka ikhova nezinyuka yayinengoma ephazamisa izinja zomzingeli kalikota sikehlusheve edalwe ngalolu hlubo kwakukhona inyone yakhula yodwa inkonjana eyayiphunyuka ikhova nezinyoka yayinengoma ephazamisa izinja zomzingeli kalikota sikehlusheve edalwe ngalolu hlubo nyoni yam lo mhlaba sozubiseke sakho nyoni yam lo mhlaba sozubiseke sakho nyoni yam.
Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Yoni yam umo isitimela sembuso yakho nangangintandana uba maphutha neqalekiso anengo esigodini enginabani into exaka umkhofu sangifukamelingelosiza inqanda ingozi yoni yam yoni yam lo mhlaba sozubisileke sakho yoni yam lo mhlaba sozubisileke sakho yoni yam yoni yam lo mhlaba sozubisileke sakho yoni yam lo mhlaba sozubisileke sakho nami 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 ngasusiva njani nami 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 ngasusiva njani Nami, 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 Nami.
So certificate in English is birth certificate. So basically this is an introduction of who I am to the world, or to the world of folk music, or to the world of music. It's like a debut intro, it's an official introduction. And certificate is very much about identity, but I'm not tackling identity head on, where I'm like, identity is about this. I'm doing it through stories that, or a style of telling stories, the way in which I was told when I was growing up. There's different themes of how I grew up that sort of make a culmination of who I am today. And so that's what certificate is. It's something that if you see it, you'll be like, okay, I can see that this person is from KZN. I can see that this person was maybe raised in the rural areas of KZN, maybe went to a rural school, but I'm not necessarily telling you, hey, my name is Jablani and I come from this place and this place, you know? And so I think it's something that is super beautiful with the aunties that I was telling you about, with my father that is an evangelist that I was telling you about. You can hear it in the music without me saying, hey, I am raised by this person and this is what I heard when I was growing up. I realized that there's a lot of things that you learn from a very young age that are very useless, that tends to lie dormant, because I think things change so much and you are constantly having to adapt. You don't actually have time to really think about certain things before you do them or before you say them or decisions before you make them. And so I noticed that there were so many, I'll talk about maybe a song called Uchagalasi. It's a story about this young boy or young girl that went missing and then they found her dead somewhere and all of those things. It's supposed to be a fable, but what I noticed is that I use a lot of imagery that I grew up believing. I mean, I wasn't the only one who believed it, but it's because of the word of mouth and how stories were told when we were growing up. We believe in these things without even questioning it. And also, we also grew up with so much wonder. And so that's what, that's how I write some of my songs. I really believe that in my imagination, I am a child. And in our imagination, we should be children, because once the world becomes so small, you know, with technology, the world is a very small place. I don't believe that the world is small. It's supposed to be big. That's how we can continue to wonder. That's how we can approach life in a positive way.
Strelos trolleles in Abanda, Kepat Sim Tolinga Sapi.
Sounds lovely, and inspire on the World Show with Nikki B.
Belele Marcelin. Romalum, Bebe Sagamatrin. Aya solibona Banza, Solingim Kiklo Yum Lilim Kalin. Aman Pond has seven the moving. Atam trinel bangses kolin. Trelos trolele tina banja. Ge pat sim tolin kasa pilis kutin. Omalu si bebe lele ma selwin. Omalu me bebe lege ma trigin. Aya solipo na banja. Xolengim keklo yom lilim kalin. Monte Bonfescayas, Ishiamalo Bafan and Eraba Buchagalas. Slandelum condos combetto lopini cucu de la paia capelina. Cune Monte Bonfescayas, Ishiamalo Bafan and Eraba Buchagalas. Slandelum condos combetto lopini cucu. I got a pale in ya. Asna luto baba, asna malim dana. Asna luto baba, ayaga pelinya. Asna luto baba, ayaga pelinya. Asna luto dana. Asna luto baba, ayaga pelinya. Asna luto baba, asna luto, asna luto baba, ayaga pelinya. Asna luto baba,
The World Show with Nikki B. Every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. on Kaya 959.
You're enjoying the music of Jabulile Majola, his forthcoming album, Isitifiketi.
Tando Zito is the only collaboration within this EP. How it came about is that I remember having written the song, and then I was in Joburg, and I was like, hey, I'd actually like to meet you. Let's make a song together and whatnot. And I sent her the song. Isnege in English is patience, but not the kind of patience that's like, oh, I'm going to wait for this hamburger and it's going to be done and then I'm going to eat it. It's the tender care or taking, it's the love and care within the waiting, you know. When you love somebody, you're going to be patient with them. You're going to take your time. Like, for example, if you're an old person, you were telling a story to a young person, you require a lot of patience because you need to tell them all the details. That's what makes a good storyteller. It's the patience. And so the premise of the song, or the idea of the song, is between these two people that have reached a breakdown in their relationship, and they're realizing that they need patience in order to build this thing and make it stronger. And so when Tando came in with her verse, or the way in which she saw it, she spoke about it in a community perspective, which is super amazing, because sometimes it starts with two people, but then it ends up impacting a whole community. And that's what this whole EP is about. That's what music is about, or that's what folk music is about. It's the music for the community.
The best in African music on the World Show with Nikki B.
Upubesi came out sometime last year. Upubesi is the story of the prodigal son, but told in a village perspective. And it's not necessarily exactly about the prodigal son, but it's about this boy or this man who is a prodigal son to his mother, but then he is an absent father to his child. And so he's a man that left home in search for a better opportunity in the city of Joburg, and has just not returned. And so it's me basically comforting the grandmother, which is his mother, that at some point he will come back home, because it always comes back home. That's Upubesi. And then Woza Mdana is basically an invitation to experiencing or accepting pure love.
The best in African music on the World Show with Nikki B.
Tandolo, Ozam Tandolo. mtana ngiguni ubambolwa Oza mtana ngiguni utandala Oza mtana ngiguni ubambolwa
So, Uyinkosi Yamakhosi is it means you are the King of Kings. It's a song that I started I sang when I was a child, when I was growing up. I think I was about 6 or 7 or 8, like around that time in my life. It's one of the first songs that I learned. I was always into singing, and so I remember when I used to sing that song, I never understood what it meant. It's a very simple song. If you can speak Zulu, you know what it means. But I think there's a depth that we don't understand. Even when we are Christians, there's like a spiritual depth about it. And it's this truth about nations, everybody exalting God's name and saying he's the King of Kings. And that he created everything. And so that's what it means. It's not necessarily a prayer, but for me, it's more a praise and exaltation to the King of Kings. So, Uyinkosi Yamakhosi came from somebody else. It's like a cover. It's a worship song that we used to sing when I was growing up. And these songs come from, they come from the way in which I was raised. They come from a lot of imagination. And they also come from a deep place of trying to find my space in the world, trying to find my place in the world, my perspective on different things that happen inside of me, but also outside of me. And so that's where the songs are coming from.
Hello.
959. What a way to end the World Show on an Easter Sunday. Absolutely beautiful. Uyinkosi Yamakosi. Jabulile Majola. The album Isitifiketi will be out this coming Friday. And the good news is that you can catch him live. I asked him what we can expect from his upcoming gigs, and he says, expect an ordinary person telling a story. Well, for me, he might be ordinary, but he is actually extraordinarily special. Absolutely beautiful. And what a story of inspiration and a sound of hope and love. He will be performing on Thursday at Black Lebona in Tshwane. Black Lebona, you got to get down there. They do great stuff. That's on the 24th of April. On Saturday, April the 26th, he'll be at Untitled Basement. Also performing, he says, a couple of guests, but he'll be performing solo. And then on Sunday, he goes back to KZN, and he'll be performing at the Chairman on Sunday night in Durban. And then on the 2nd of May, he will be performing in Cape Town as the official Isitifiketi launch. But he says all of these events are launches. What a beautiful artist. And yeah, what a beautiful story. And look out for his brand new album, Isitifiketi. And also look out for the album he did with Yoav. It's beautiful. I played a couple of those tracks as well. It's called Onya. I'm Nikki B. Hope you had a wonderful Easter Sunday. You know where I'm headed. I'm headed to Katlehong. I'm going to be playing there at 11. So hopefully you're also heading there if you're in the area. I know there's been a lot of soul. I'm going to play soulful grooves and some electro beats as well to take you into Easter Monday. And yes, I must say a very big thanks to you always and to all of those who wrote in. As you know, I always post my playlists. I am having to head off, so I will be posting my playlist later tonight or tomorrow morning at the latest. You will get it. So don't worry. All the songs I play tonight will be there. Whatever else you do this week, make sure you keep shining. Of course, keep it Kaya. And there's some absolutely delicious tracks coming up next on your favorite radio station. From me, Nikki B, to you, have a great one.